Welcome back to The Coffee Tour with Sean and Allie.
Whether you're a seasoned coffee professional or simply a coffee enjoyer, we would like to invite you to relax, take a sip, and enjoy. Welcome back to The Coffee Tour with Sean and Allie.
I am Sean.
And I'm Allie. And where did we go today? Sean, I'm going to make you pronounce it.
We went to Taleo. Telio?
I don't know. I've been saying Telio.
There was a pronunciation on the billboard that I promptly forgot. I think it's there's definitely a an inflection in the middle.
Okay.
I think it's Taleo. There it is.
Taleo.
Taleo. Yeah, so this place is in Kirkwood. There are a lot of shops in Kirkwood, so this one, though, was pretty unique, and it I would say blended into the Kirkwood vibe, doing the whole
turning a house into a business,
which is always funny, cool, and sometimes it's a bit small, but I really liked, I guess, the personal atmosphere of this place.
Definitely. I think it the only reason that it, like, was a little awkward was we went upstairs to where they have, like, their study lounges.
Right.
And there was, like, a bedroom?
Yeah, because it's a house.
I was uncomfortable poking my head in, but I think it was just a room with couches.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, like, I don't think anybody lives there.
Yeah, there's someone, like, sleeping there.
There was somebody sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, and it's unique. But they had done a lot of renovations, right? So to make it more shop-like. It wasn't like you're just walking into someone's house.
No. It was the epitome of cute.
Yeah,
it was cute. And that is honestly the whole reason I wanted to go, because I've been following their Instagram.
Okay.
And it is so cute.
Yeah.
Every time they post, I'm like, dang, I need to get out there and go sit in their shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will probably continue having that. I need to bottle some of that up and put that in our Instagram.
For sure. I even liked how the add-ons they did to their house, like the architecture, kind of fits their design, like their vibe. Like, they seem to really take care to their aesthetic.
They do.
Especially with that, it's hard to describe it. So go ahead and look at a picture or pull up their Instagram if you're listening to this. But they have this, like, awning deck area,
a porch
looks very cool. It stands out from the street, and then you go in and there's similar echoes of that design, I guess, that kind of,
yeah. So what's really interesting, their brand is like a triangle with like a series of like arrows above it. And their front porch, like the roof above it, is
that
a giant, you know, triangle. And it's, I think it's just a sunroof. I don't think it's really boxed in, but it's really cute, and it fully matches their branding. And everything inside has this like triangle theme, and it really just meshes all together. And so, I mean, there's also just like a lot of plants. It did kind of remind me of the inside of the Maypop. Flower,
yeah,
and
for sure.
I
was thinking about that too just now. Yeah.
But I do think it was just like the plant aesthetic. I mean, they don't.
Yeah.
I think they were selling plants, but like that's not their thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So like right off the bat, it was kind of like, wow, this is a cool place. There are a lot of other things that I guess would add up to make a cool shop. But the second thing that really wowed me was the customer service. I would say. I get up there to order my drink, and they ask for my name. They ask me how I spelt my name.
Oh,
they
used
my name several times throughout the time. Yeah, like, it really seemed like they cared, or at least they I don't know, it seemed personal, especially with the way that the shop was set up. It didn't feel like I was just another customer in line. It felt like I was a person.
Yeah, I mean, and they were even joking with you at the end, like you asked what was in your drink.
Yeah.
He bought the blue drink.
The blue drink.
And, you know, they were even laughing and they talked to us, and it was, I don't know, it just had a really nice, inviting vibe to it.
For sure.
So what coffees did we get? We only got one coffee.
True. So yeah, I didn't get a coffee. Like right before I left, I was briefly looking at kind of like their social media pages or website, and there was like this blue drink, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I ended up just getting the blue drink, not knowing what it was. It turned out to be some like coconut milk, peach tea, and lemonade.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a sour, creamy drink. It was weird. It made me feel like I was drinking something from Star Wars. But I think that was a good vibe.
It was very bright blue.
Yeah.
It was cute. It really fitted. It was cute. I've definitely seen that one on their Instagram. And I'm not a lemonade fan, but it was nice. Like, it tasted, I don't know, it tasted like a good lemonade. And the coconut in there, it was unique.
Yeah,
unique's absolutely a good word. And so I went for just a simple latte. And I tasted really good. Sometimes I get weird about lattes that they don't have like enough flavor because it's not necessarily a flavored latte. And I don't know, because mochas are obviously like super chocolatey, but
right, yeah. So yeah, you got a plain latte. You didn't get any sort of sweetener added. And sometimes when I get like plain lattes, we still have it. Yes,
I do.
Excuse me. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes when I get iced lattes, there's not that much espresso in there. This seemed to have like a decent amount of espresso.
Yeah.
But like the nice thing about just kind of an iced latte, it's a very refreshing drink, and that's how I see it. So I'm glad you got it so I could try at least a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, like I tasted the coffee, but I think the problem with, you know, I don't know, I've noticed it mostly in iced lattes for some reason, but they're either way too sweet, and you just don't taste the coffee at all, and it just kind of tastes like bland milk.
Yeah.
Or there's, like, way too much coffee, and it's, you know, maybe a little bitter when you were kind of hoping for something more sweet. And, I don't know, they did a really good job. It's right in the middle. It's exactly what I wanted.
That's interesting that you say that, because, yeah, there's the bitter and sweet aspects of any sort of drink, they kind of directly compete. So mm-hmm. you can cut down on bitterness of espresso with sweetness and vice versa. If that's something that you find that, like, if you get flavored lattes, it's way too sweet, I would recommend trying honey.
Okay.
It's just a nicer kind of sweetness that kind of retains a lot of the coffee flavor. I've noticed a lot of longtime coffee drinkers kind of switch to like a honey oat milk latte or honey and cinnamon is like a nice little thing. So.
I don't know. I think I also saw a debate going on online the other day, and it was about how hot lattes tend to come out tasting better a majority, like, more of the time than, like, iced lattes, whereas iced lattes are more of a shot in the dark when you order one.
Hmm.
And I was wondering, would there be any reason on, like, the coffee side that is?
So, flavors do change with temperature. Usually, I mean, ideally you account for everything, so when you're making your recipes, you make it taste good on the iced end and the hot end, but iced lattes can be thrown together a lot quicker, whereas hot lattes, you know, take a little bit more time. Maybe there's more care involved, but I have noticed that I think whenever I have an iced latte, it tastes sweeter. I don't know whether that's most recipes add more sweetener mm-hmm. or if something's happening with the milk, because lactose as a sugar, it's kind of like a complex sugar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It changes with temperature,
okay,
how it's perceived. So, which I haven't totally dove into yet, but that's a whole nother rabbit hole of...
That is super interesting, because I never thought about the milk mixing into something hot versus cold. Interesting. Because I do know, like, if you use, like, powdered creamer, it works in hot drinks, but not in cold drinks.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know. I've never tried.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm not sure why it works like that, though. Interesting. Interesting conundrum. I agree with you that the ice drinks tend to taste sweeter, regardless of if they're supposed to.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that, though. I love sweet things.
And to jump back on the whole Tally-O train, I've noticed, we didn't ask them about this, but I'm seeing on their website here that they have these events.
Yes.
Which I think would be super cool. I kind of had the feeling while we were there that we should go back, or at least I should go back sometime, because I felt like I didn't see it all, and that might be it. It seems like they have music events and game nights.
I agree. So I've been really interested in this. The problem is they only happen on Thursdays, so if you're not available on Thursdays, kind of sucks. But they do what's called Taleo After Dark. And so they open up their coffee shop one night a week. I think it looks like most weeks, or maybe every other week. And so what I'm seeing here upcoming is an outdoor concert, or an after dark game night, so just like board games and stuff. And so they do an hour or two in the evenings. So they don't even start these until an hour after they close their shop normally. Okay. So it's not just whoever's around. People come to this as an event. I find this super interesting. And I think it's very intelligent for a coffee shop, because you go to a coffee shop to hang out, not always necessarily just because you want coffee. And so being able to open it up in the evening,
for sure,
gets you this whole new crowd of people.
And I think the typical demographic that goes to coffee shops, kind of it's hard to pinpoint it, but I feel like they're the same crowd that like events, you know. Mm-hmm. They like to go places, you know, social events, and I feel like it meshes very well. And it's kind of the perfect place to like have an event is at a coffee shop. I don't know, there's something more social and intimate about a coffee shop rather than any other place.
And for like a board game night, there shop would be the perfect layout for it. So I guess we didn't describe the layout. You walk into the shop off of their very large front porch, which I believe had seating out there.
Correct.
So you could sit on the porch, or you come inside and the bar is to your left. I would say if the shop was crowded, you wouldn't be able to stand and talk with a barista. The bar is rather small, but since the entire shop is rather small, I don't know, at least at the hours we were there, it didn't appear that it was too crazy busy, and if you wanted to, like, stop in and talk, it wouldn't be terrible.
Right. And something I've noticed with a bit smaller shops is if you can't go up to talk to baristas, usually they're out and about clearing dishes, and they seem to be open to conversation. So I would still say it checks that box of being able to have a conversation with the people who are making your coffee.
Yeah. And so on the main floor, they had, like, four small tables, like two-person tables, and that was all that was on the main floor. But then if you went upstairs, and it was kind of like a house, like an old house, so the stairs were like thin and small, and you felt like you were going upstairs into somebody's house.
Yeah.
But upstairs there were a couple larger tables for like studying, and there were people studying up there. And then there was a back room that we didn't fully go into because there was somebody sleeping on the couch. But it was a room with couches in it, at least. I would assume it's another study area. But it was occupied, so we didn't go stick our noses in because that would be weird.
Right.
And then on the main floor also, there was like a little shop set up. So there was, you know, their merchandise. And then there were a few small businesses that they were supporting that were being sold in their shop, which I thought was really cute. I love when coffee shops bring the community in.
Yeah, because there are some small businesses that need some sort of way to market their products. And I feel like shops have that. You know, they have the foot traffic and the ability for people to, like, let's say I'm a small business or an Etsy shop or something, and I don't have enough money to make my own storefront because that's a lot of rent to pay. It's a nice idea to do a partnership with a coffee shop because they have the ability to showcase your items, and it's just kind of like a symbiotic relationship, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, the items they were selling, there was like a couple jewelry pieces, some plants, I think there was a little bit of artwork, and it all really fits the aesthetic of the shop, and I think it suits the kind of customers that would be coming into this shop.
For sure.
They did a good job at, you know, sticking to their brand.
Yeah.
They weren't selling I don't know. I have a hard time coming up with something on the fly. But it wasn't anything that doesn't fit their brand. Yeah. It went in seamlessly into their shop.
Yeah, and that was, like we've said before, that's the impressive thing about these people, is like their whole branding thing, especially because you looked into their social media probably more than I did, but like that's pretty top tier, I would say, because it definitely caught your eye and got you here, you know, which is very impressive. And I like how they can kind of interpret their brand in a variety of ways, whether that be on social media, in the shop, in the architecture, in what they sell. It's very impressive to do something so unique, but like still really nail it.
Yeah, and they do a lot of like drinks for different holidays and things. Like they did a churro latte for Cinco de Mayo, or they did like a green thing for St. Patrick's Day, I believe. They have their colored aesthetics.
Yeah.
They had some Easter things. The branding. I can't get over the branding. The branding's just beautiful.
For sure.
Whoever runs their Instagram should get a raise.
And one thing we almost tried but didn't was their coffee flight. If you could pull that up. They did something, once again, very unique. So as a refresher, when we went to Coma Coffee, we had very, I guess, coffee-oriented flight. We had drip coffee, mm-hmm. We had cold brew, and we had a cortado. So very just like, we do coffee. These people did something...
You keep calling them these people.
I don't know.
Are you trying to avoid saying the name of the company? Taleo.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, like I always forget how to pronounce it, so I'm like, I'll just say people. They do their own thing. They have a chai, they have a lavender vanilla latte, and they have a lemonade on their...
On their flight.
Yeah, and I think that's cool that they're not assuming they have to do what everyone else does. You know, they're really owning their own style. And that seemed to be a theme, you know, even in that blue drink, there's a lot of lemonade, citrusy, vibrant flavors.
Yeah. No, I like their take on the flight. Like, I mean, I've said it before, I think every coffee shop should do a flight.
Right.
But I don't think it would be the brand of this shop to do a flight like Coma did. You know, to do drip and a cold brew and a cortado. This suits their brand a lot more. You know, a lavender vanilla latte, like a lemonade on their flight. It suits the aesthetic they're going for way more than a strictly coffee, you know, flight. I think it is interesting. Obviously, they market themselves as a coffee shop, which they are. But they really try to go beyond that. Like, you know, some coffee shops maybe have tea but don't advertise it. They're advertising all their drinks and they're proud of it. Which is, I don't know, I find that interesting and good, but there's not really a name for a shop that's like an all-purpose drink shop.
Well,
it's still a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's just... Now I'm wondering, if you were, like, searching for a place that made really awesome lemonade,
what do you
search up?
I wonder, because we've talked about this before, it's like, no one's just a coffee shop, they're a coffee shop plus something unique, and I wonder how much that has to do with the drinks, and how much that has to do with aesthetics, because you found this place with aesthetics, you didn't search St. Louis's best lemonade coffee shop, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what makes coffee unique. I feel like most other industries, you're like, what is the best thing that suits my needs? You know, with coffee, it's more like, it's a lot more abstract how you make your decisions about what coffees you get and where you go. You find something that captivates your attention in an abstract way. And I think this shop knows that, and they just focus on being themselves and getting themselves out there with this great social media presence.
I agree. Yeah, I don't have anything bad to say.
Right.
Nothing bad, and that's good. I mean, then again, okay, we don't like come on here generally and like say really mean things. But...
Gordon Ramsay of St. Louis coffee shops.
Yeah, we're not that.
We're not that, not yet.
But definitely raving over it. I think we should come back and try their flight. I do think the reason we didn't do it this time is we've been coming with multiple people, and then we got there and it was just us.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we're lonely.
It felt different. Yeah, I feel like, as a tip of the week, I guess, go with a group of people to any sort of restaurant or coffee shop that you go to. It's a lot more fun. People are the center of experience, I would say. And then coffee and atmosphere, that's cool too, but...
Yeah. Because us on our own, we're not the center of the experience of the coffee shop. We wanted to just sit there and experience other people.
Right.
All right, so that'll be our coffee goer recommendation of the week. Go to a coffee shop with other people. Hopefully, maybe more than one, or maybe just one really fun person. And
I'm not fun enough for you. That's okay.
And I'm not fun enough either. Don't worry. Invite somebody more fun than the two of us to a coffee shop. Or bring a bunch, and hopefully one will meet your needs.
Yeah.
And so that's our recommendation. And get a coffee while you're there. But that'll be up to your own suggestion.
Thank you so much for listening to The Coffee Tour with Sean and Allie.
We release new episodes every Friday morning. You can stay connected with us between episodes on Instagram at the handle Coffee Tour Podcast. And if you'd like to help get The Coffee Tour off the ground, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you again next Friday.